Closeness to God. Chapter 5, Investigating God and Devotion. God as Secure Base. God as a Haven of Safety. Chapter 6, Neuroplasticity, the Brain's Ability to Change. Neuroplasticity. Chapter 7, Establishing Biblical Meditation. Biblical Definition of Meditation. Taxonomic Nomenclature of Meditation. Meditation in General. Chapter 8, Biblical Meditation. Chapter 9, Healing the Brain and Mind Through Biblical Meditation. Impact of Non-Biblical Meditation on the Brain. The Role Belief in God Plays in Practical Biblical Meditation. Chapter 10, Meditation and the Healing of the Physical Faculty. Biblical Meditation and the Frontal Parietal Circuit. Chapter 11, Meditation and the Healing of the Psychological Faculty. Biblical Meditation Heals the Brainstem. Biblical Meditation Heals the Limbic System. Biblical Meditation Heals the Cortical Brain Structures. Biblical Meditation Regulates Neurotransmitters. Chapter 12, Meditation and the Healing of the Relational Faculty. Neurobiology of Interpersonal Relationship. Biblical Meditation and Interpersonal Relationships. Chapter 13, Meditation and the Healing of the Spiritual Faculty. Personal Worship and Brain Healing. Chapter 14, Biblical Meditative Techniques. Biblical Focused Attention Meditation. Biblical Open Monitoring Meditation. Biblical Loving Kindness Meditation. Biblical Mindfulness Meditation. Christocentric Music Meditation Rhythm. Mindfulness Prayer. References. Section 1, God's Design. Stacy is a 23-year-old young lady who has been suffering from low self-esteem, depression, and severe anxiety for most of her life. Her coping mechanism was to use substances to calm the pangs of her anxiety and depression and to have more confidence in herself. She said, "I have tried everything, but nothing seemed to work." Kevin was diagnosed with substance use disorders. He was sexually abused as a child and neglected by his primary attachment figures. Stephanie was sexually abused at the age of 12, raped again at age 16, and at age 18, she got pregnant by a man who abused her physically and emotionally. Patricia has suffered from chronic depression for the last 2 years. Paul has constant nightmares and flashbacks about his experience growing up in South Africa. Keisha's dad was an alcoholic who used to get drunk and physically and emotionally abuse her mom, her, and her sister. It is no doubt that the individuals in the above vignettes have been through deep biopsychosocial spiritual trauma, which can severely impact their belief system and interpretation of their existence and alter their physiology. In this book, I will explore the impact those experiences specifically can have on the brain and the mind. I will discuss God's role in the healing and restoration of the mind from the effects of psychological distress. Psychological distress stemming from life's journey can lead to profoundly wounded pains that can derail one's life to the point of death, that is, physical, relational, psychological, and spiritual death. You may know someone, or you may have experienced or currently experience psychological distress. We all come from different walks of life, and our individual journeys are different. However, there are common threads that run through all our stories. We can somehow relate to and empathize with each other. In Canada, one in every four Canadians will experience mental illness or addiction in any given year. The United States statistics indicate that one in five Americans will experience mental illness each year. The implication of this reality is that mental disorders impact everyone. Research shows that 75% of mental illness challenges originated during childhood or adolescence. Early childhood experiences can have long-lasting implications throughout a lifespan. As we explore this further, be encouraged that it does not matter at what stage of our lives we are impacted by psychological distress. God can heal and restore that essence of our being. Dookie, 2017, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 2015, Canadian Mental Health Association, 2016. It is essential to make it clear that although we see tremendous benefits from the field of contemplative neuroscience, we must confess that we are only just scratching the surface. There is more to be learned about the mind than we already know. It is with humility and a sense of curiosity that we approach the subject of contemplative neuroscience, especially from the perspective that I am